Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's program, we're going to be listening to highlights from the May concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum. This concert features Alex Dugdale's Fade Quartet. Alex is a versatile saxophonist, clarinetist, and tap dancer who's been dancing and playing since he was in grade school. He attended Roosevelt High School in Seattle, where he danced and played in the Jazz Nutcracker and wowed them with his routine at Essentially Ellington. He earned a degree in jazz performance at Eastman School of Music in Rochester, and since returning to Seattle, he's been leading his own groups as well as performing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and others. He's also teaching at Bishop Blanchette High School, Edmonds Woodway High School, and Eckstein Middle School. Joining Alex Dugdale in the Fade Quartet are Cole Schuster on guitar, Greg Feingold on bass, and Max Holmberg on drums. And the quartet opens the concert with a Sonny Rollins classic. With Alex on tenor saxophone, here's Pent Up House. Thank you.
All right, that was a Sonny Rollins Pent Up House.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Alex Dugdale Fade Quartet, part of the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the area. Alex Dugdale lays down his tenor saxophone and picks up the clarinet and is joined by drummer Max Holmberg for Tea for Two. Thank you.
That was my mother's least favorite song, so I'm getting out of the way before Mother's Day when I play all of her favorite ones. Hi, Mom. Love you. Okay, we're going to continue with a fun arrangement of a tune called Janine. Thank you. Yeah, so that was Janine. Once again, Max Holmberg on the drums. Greg Feingold on the bass. And Cole Schuster on the guitar.
And tap dancer Alex Dugdale. You're tuned to 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest.
And then this next piece was one of the first songs that I ever wrote. But don't be afraid. It's actually very pretty. This is called Leading the League. Thank you. It's called Leading the League, one of the first ones I wrote. Next is a fun blues. I was trolling the internet for tap dance videos, and I found this, and it's called Mr. X. Thank you. That's what happens after you spend too much time on the internet.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Alex Dugdale Fade Quartet, with Alex Dugdale on saxophones and clarinet and tap dancing, Cole Schuster's the guitarist, Greg Feingold bass, Max Holmberg on drums, recorded at Seattle Art Museum. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the region. The Ballard Jazz Festival just wrapped up last night. Next weekend is the Cuth Buzzard Jazz Festival, and the Bellevue Jazz Festival is the first weekend of June. Today, the University of Washington Jazz Band plays at 5:30 at Tula's, followed by the Jackson High 3 and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at 7:30. Monday, Nelda Swigert's Megabopolis plays at Tula's. Tuesday, trumpet player and singer Brio Skonberg opens at Jazz Alley for two nights. And Billy Childs plays at the Triple Door, and Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be at Tula's on Tuesday. Wednesday, in Tacoma, Pete Chrislieb debuts an 11-piece Northwest version of the Tall and Small Band at B-Sharp Coffee House. Entremundo's Quartetto with Mariana Albero at the piano will be at Tula's, and the Thomas Marriott Quartet plays at Unity Center in Bellingham. Thursday, bassist and composer Chuck Bergeron is back in town at Tula's. Delvon Lamar's Disorganized Group also plays. Friday night, Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band plays trad jazz at Crossroads in Bellevue at 7. Thomas Marriott presents the 5th annual Miles Davis birthday celebration Friday and Saturday night at Tula's. Cuth Buzzard hosts a compact jazz festival in the back of the bookstore on Greenwood at Cuth Buzzard, Friday through Monday, including a chronological survey of jazz styles by various groups. Duende Libre has a CD release party at North City Bistro on Saturday. And the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival is coming up the first weekend of June, including the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble on June 1st at Resonance, and Catherine Russell singing on Friday, June 2nd at Maidenbauer Center, and duos and trios playing in various bars and restaurants around downtown Bellevue. For more information about good places to go for live jazz, check the KNKX calendar and also the Earshot Jazz calendar. Back to the Seattle Art Museum now and Alex Dugdale's Fade Quartet.
Next, we're going to continue with a song that I wrote about a year ago, and it's called 611. Thank you. 11. Thank you. And now we're going to slow it down and do a ballad that I wrote. I was going through a tough time. Sometimes, you know, you're happy or sad, angry, whatever your emotions might be, you channel that in different ways, and I chose to write a song. This is called When Skies Turn. I'm going to have a little introduction by Cole Schuster on the guitar. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We were at a grade school doing a music presentation, and we played an arrangement of a Star Wars song, and this one kid said, "Oh man, that's so swaggy." We're like, "What? What does that mean?" Well, we figured it out. It's a good thing, right? So I wrote this tune and didn't know what to call it. It's a waltz. Thought it was pretty cool. Thought it was, you know, swaggy, as they say. So this is a swaggy waltz, and it's called Swaltz. Thank you.
You've been listening to Swaltz, played by the Alex Dugdale Quartet in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum. Alex Dugdale on tenor saxophone, clarinet, and also tap dancing. Cole Schuster guitar, Greg Feingold on bass, and Max Holmberg on drums. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.